Take your Bibles tonight and open them to the book of 1 Peter. Almost to the very end of the Bible. If you get to 2 Peter, you went too far. Tonight we're going to continue our study that we started 3 weeks ago called First Things First. First Peter chapter 1, we're going to read verses 14 through 16. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as He who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. Lord, we can hear these words, we can read them, we can see them on the page, we can listen to them spoken. But Lord, I'm praying that they will be written on our hearts and that, Lord, these words would encourage us so much to be more and more made in the image of God. Made in your image, Lord, to be holy because you are holy. I pray, Father, that you'd help us do that in Jesus' name. Amen. So entitled tonight's message, Holy, Holy. Completely holy. We started with realign, talking about our priorities. Last week we talked about it's about time and making sure that we spend the time that we need in the right places for the right purposes. But tonight we're going to talk about what it says here in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 through 16, and that's being holy just as God is holy. Now you might say, oh, that's impossible. No, it's not. All things are possible with God. You believe that? Okay. So we need to understand that when God tells us to be holy, it's possible. The first thing we need to do is be sure that we're connected to the Holy Lord. In other words, we can't say we want to be holy and then go and do our own thing, because it doesn't work that way. We can't say that we want to be holy like God is holy, but then go and mess around and play games and do whatever else and not focus on anything that God has called us to do. But the purpose for this whole passage here is to understand what holiness really is. What kind of holiness is God talking about? Is He talking about those people who walk around with their hands folded in front of them and wear something on their head and stay in a monastery or what? You know, is that what He's talking about? No. He's not talking about that kind of holiness. He's talking about a God kind of holiness. Not according to what we think. In other words, it's not something we come up with these 15 steps, and if you do all 15 of these steps, then we qualify you as being holy. No. It's not that. It's not according to the world's view. The world might come up with some kind of an idea of what they think holiness is, but that doesn't matter. It's only a God kind of holiness that Peter is talking about here, and it's derived only from God Himself. You don't gain this holiness by just spending time in prayer every day. You don't gain this holiness by just reading God's Word. Nothing wrong with those things. We need to be doing that. But that doesn't make you holy. Only God is holy, holy. In fact, He's holy, 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 right? Okay. He's holy, completely holy. So, the key to holiness is the connection. You see, let's read this again in verse 14. As obedient children. See, we are His children. We have to be plugged in to the source of holiness. I remember one time we were going to put on this program in a church, and we were with a big youth group, and we'd set up all the stage, and we'd put everything, and we got everything set up, And we got ready to start that night, and we did a sound check, and there was no sound. And like tonight, yeah, well, we were going to start tonight, and we didn't have something going. So anyway, it's going now, hopefully. But yeah, we couldn't get it to work. And, you know, our sound tech guy was going like, I don't understand this. It's plugged in right here. And finally, one of the older deacons from the church came walking through the building and goes, oh, you can't use that plug. It's dead. We're going like, yeah, really? We figured that one out. Yeah, it's not working. We have to be plugged into the source of holiness, and that's our Heavenly Father. It's not something you can buy. It's not something you can put on. It's not something you can go around and try to get, you know, get from somebody else by rubbing off. So going to church doesn't make you holy. I love how Keith Green used to say it. Going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to McDonald's makes you a hamburger. It doesn't work that way. It's not even a matter of being righteous. It's not a ritual. It's not checking off all the boxes and going, okay, I did my Bible study today, check. I memorized a verse of Scripture, check. I spent 10 minutes in prayer, check. That's not holiness. The key is being connected to Him, plugged into Him, consumed with a holy love. Look again at verse 14. It says, as obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. You see, an eternal love means it's not our internal evil desires that we can trust, that we can look at. Because in fact, they will always lead us astray. Let's face it, when man is left to his own desires, the outcome is always sinful. Instead, we have to be consumed with God's love, an eternal love. Only God is truly holy. So our only hope is to stay connected, consumed, sanctified in Him. And I find it so easy in my own life sometimes to just get disconnected. I was talking to somebody on the phone today, an insurance person, because I work on hospital insurance things all day long, and I was going through this whole spill of stuff that I had to tell them about the claim I was checking on and all this kind of stuff. And when I finished up, I looked down at the phone and it was blank. And I went, oh great. I went through this whole deal thinking they were listening to me, and they weren't even there anymore. We were disconnected. Trying to find the same person again, not going to happen. So, had to start all over. We need to stay connected with God. Holiness must come from an eternal, holy God Himself. We can't get it, again, out of a magazine. We can't get it online. You can't even get it in Amazon. You get it by being connected with our holy God. We have to have an eternal love. We have to have a different internal love. In fact, 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us if any person's in Christ, they become a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. See, God wants to remodel His living room. And that's our hearts. And He deserves to do that. And if there's any place in your heart that you're holding on to, or that you're blocking it off and saying, okay, you can have all of this, but this little section over here, that's kind of my thing. Can't be holy. You can't walk in holiness. You can't pray in holiness. You can't love in holiness. If you're hanging on to selfishness in your life, if I'm hanging on to selfishness in my life, there is no room there for us. The selfish person, the selfish man or woman. Not any longer. You see, we've been bought with a price. Therefore, we are to glorify God in our mortal bodies. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20. In a large house, there's articles not only of gold and silver, but also wood and clay. Some are for noble purposes, and some are for ignoble. And it goes on to say we need to go through that house and get rid of the things that we know are not for God's purposes. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live. It's Christ who lives in me. The life I live in this body, I live by faith in the Son of God who, what? Loved me and gave Himself up for me. You see, we cannot continue to hold on to the things of this world, to our own selfish desires, and say, okay, God, just bless those. Because He doesn't do that. God doesn't want to bless those desires. He wants to bless us. And He wants to be a blessing through us. In fact, 1 Samuel 16:7, you recall as Samuel was looking for the next king, went through all the other sons of Jesse, nothing worked. Got any more? Got one out there taking care of the sheep. Call him in. David comes in and immediately God smites his heart. And he says, Samuel, don't consider his appearance or his height, for I've rejected him, talking about the big guy. The Lord doesn't look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. You see, folks, we need to understand that God is looking at our heart. He sees exactly what's in there. Guess what you can hide from God? Nothing. He knows all of us. He knows every bit of us. He knows our thoughts. He knows our desires. He knows everything. No wonder we have such trouble being holy when we're always focused on the outward instead of on the inward. I think it's tragic that so many people judge people by what they see rather than what's on the inside. We have to have a different internal love. We have to have what God has, a holy love. He's holy, holy. How do you have that? Well, you start to love what God loves. What does God love? He loves people. He loves people. He loves that rude neighbor you have. He loves them. He loves that person that's standing up and mocking the things of God right now. He loves them. I sometimes have a real struggle in my own life loving people like God wants me to love them. Because I see them and I see what they're doing and then I stop and think, do I think I see more than what God sees? God knows everything. And He loves them. Loves them completely. 100%. And Jesus paid for all of their sins. So we've got to love what God loves. And we've got to hate what God hates. What does God hate? He hates sin. Why? Because it separates us from His fellowship if we know Him, from His presence if someone doesn't know Him. God loves sinners, but He hates sin. And we are to be the same. That's a holy love. Thirdly, we've got to be committed to a holy life. Look at what verse 15 says. But just as He who called you is holy, so be holy in some of the stuff you do. Whoops, is that what that says? No. So be holy in all that you do. Be holy in all that you do. In other words, the word sanctified means set apart for a purpose, for a holy purpose. God has sanctified us. He set us apart. He's reserved us for a special purpose. When I was very young married, I decided on our very first anniversary I would save up enough money and take my wife to to the best restaurant in Dallas, which was up on the top of this tower, and just have a wonderful dinner up on the top of the tower. And it rotated slowly where you could see the whole city of Dallas in an hour. And it cost a lot of money, which I didn't have a whole lot, that's for sure. But I'd been saving money up, and we went up there, and we just had a wonderful time. And they had reserved a very special seat for us right up next to the window, and everything was just right. It was just perfect. She didn't know where we were going. She didn't have a clue. In fact, I did one other surprise that was kind of like that. On our 10th anniversary, I told her we needed to take a friend of mine to the airport because he was going to fly home for a week during spring break. And so we headed to the airport. That's back when they didn't care if you went in with them all the way to the gate and said bye to them and all that stuff. And so we were standing in line, and he was standing in line. And what she didn't know is I had packed all of our stuff in his suitcase. And when it came time for boarding, he stepped out of line and said, "I'll see you guys later," and he walked off. And so we got on the plane, and we flew to New Orleans. And we spent the weekend in New Orleans in a beautiful hotel and took in the sights of New Orleans and just had a wonderful, wonderful time. You see, God wants to do something special in us. He's reserved us for a special purpose. That special purpose is this: to bring Him glory. That's what He wants to do, is bring glory through us. And we've got to be bringing Him glory in the things that we do and say, in places we go, and the people we know. His holiness will draw attention to Him and not us. So if you want to figure out if you're being holy, are you drawing attention to yourself, or are you drawing attention to God? We are to be set apart for a special purpose. And we are to be set apart by Him and for Him. In fact, in this same passage, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, if you want to flip the page over there, I'll read it to you out of Scripture. "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may" what? "Declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light." Folks, that's holiness. Holiness is not making sure that you got every box checked on something. It's not meeting somebody's idea of rituals or regulations. It's being in His presence and desiring more than anything else to please Him. It's by Him and it's for Him. It's not an option, by the way. It's an obligation. If we're Christians, we are to walk in holiness. It's not a choice. It's a command. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. If people don't recognize a change in us, and there's probably not a change. Now let me just say this before we finish up tonight. There are a lot of people in this world who go to church every week. They give their money. They have their names on a roll. Some of them have been baptized in a baptistry. Others have done other ritualistic things, but don't have a relationship with God at all. God is not looking for religious people. He's looking for holy people, set apart, sanctified for His purposes to bring Him glory. And by the way, folks, God deserves glory. You know how He gets it? He gets it when we walk in His holiness. That's how He gets glory. Because we reflect on Him. We push everything towards Him. Everything that we say and we do is about Him. And it's motivated by Him. It's all about Him. Let's pray.